Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've joined me for today's revision session. We're diving into one of the most important topics in GCSE business studies, human resources. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode's going to give you everything you need to feel confident and pick up those marks. Human resources, or HR, is the function within a business that manages its most valuable asset, its people. And I mean that genuinely. Without the right people, in the right roles, with the right skills and motivation, even the best business idea will fail. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it connects to so many other areas of the specification. Finance, operations, marketing, and the questions can range from straightforward definitions all the way up to complex evaluation questions worth 6 or even 9 marks. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain organizational structures, walk through the recruitment and selection process, compare types of training, discuss motivation, and, crucially, link all of this back to business performance. Let's go. Let's start with organizational structure because this is a favorite with examiners and it's something candidates often get muddled on. An organizational structure shows how a business is arranged, who reports to whom, how decisions are made, and how communication flows. There are two key types you need to know, tall structures and flat structures. In a tall structure, there are many layers of management. Think of a tall, narrow pyramid. The chain of command, that's the line of authority from the top to the bottom, is long. Each manager has a narrow span of control, meaning they oversee only a small number of people directly. The advantage is that managers can supervise their teams closely. The disadvantage? Communication is slow because messages have to travel through many layers, and it can be expensive because you're paying lots of managers. In a flat structure, there are fewer layers. The pyramid is wide and short. The chain of command is short, so communication is faster. Each manager has a wide span of control. They oversee many people. This can reduce costs because there are fewer managers, but it can also mean managers are stretched too thin. Now, two more terms you must know. Delegation is when a manager passes authority, the power to make decisions, down to someone below them in the hierarchy. This can motivate employees by giving them more responsibility. Delayering is when a business removes an entire layer of management from its structure, usually to cut costs or speed up communication. Examiners will often ask you to evaluate the impact of delayering. Remember to consider both the benefits and the drawbacks. Right, let's move on to recruitment and selection. This is the process a business uses to find and hire new employees, and it has several distinct stages. It starts with a job analysis. The business identifies that there is a vacancy and works out exactly what the role involves. From this, they produce a job description, which lists the duties, responsibilities, location, and salary of the role. Then they create a person specification. This describes the ideal candidate, the qualifications, skills, experience, and personal qualities required. Next, the business advertises the job. And here's where candidates often lose marks. You need to be clear on the difference between internal and external recruitment. Internal recruitment means advertising the vacancy to existing employees. The advantages are that it's cheaper and faster, the candidate already knows the business, and it can motivate staff by offering promotion opportunities. The disadvantage is that it creates another vacancy elsewhere in the business, and you miss out on fresh ideas from outside. External recruitment means advertising to people outside the business through job websites, recruitment agencies, newspapers, or social media. The advantages are a wider pool of candidates and new skills and ideas coming in. The disadvantages are that it's more expensive and time-consuming, and the new employee takes longer to settle in. After advertising, the business receives applications, either application forms or CVs. They then shortlist the best candidates and invite them to a selection process. Selection methods include interviews, which are the most common, aptitude tests, which test specific skills, psychometric tests, which assess personality and thinking styles, and assessment centers, where candidates complete a range of tasks over a day. Finally, the successful candidate receives a job offer and signs a contract of employment. Now let's talk about contracts. Candidates need to know 4 types. A full-time contract is typically 35 hours or more per week. A part-time contract is fewer hours, useful for businesses that need flexibility and for employees who have other commitments. A job share is where two employees share one full-time role, splitting the hours between them, and a zero-hours contract means the employer is not obliged to offer a minimum number of hours. The employee only works when needed. Zero-hours contracts are controversial. They give businesses flexibility, but can leave workers with uncertain income. Moving on to training. Once someone is hired, they need to be trained. There are two main types. On-the-job training happens in the workplace. The employee learns while doing the actual job, often shadowing a colleague or being mentored. It's cheaper, and the training is directly relevant to the role. Off-the-job training happens away from the workplace, at a college, training center, or through an online course. It can be more expensive, but it means the employee is not distracted and can focus fully on learning new skills. There's also induction training. This is the training a new employee receives when they first start, covering things like health and safety, company policies, and meeting colleagues. It helps new starters settle in quickly and reduces mistakes. Why does training matter? Well-trained employees are more productive, make fewer errors, feel more valued, and are less likely to leave, which reduces staff turnover, and lower staff turnover saves the business money on recruitment. Finally, let's cover motivation. Motivation is about what drives employees to work hard and perform well. A motivated workforce is more productive, produces better quality work, and has lower absenteeism and staff turnover. Businesses can motivate employees through financial methods like pay rises, bonuses, commission and profit sharing, or through non-financial methods like giving employees more responsibility, offering flexible working, providing opportunities for promotion, and creating a positive working environment. One important note for your exam. Motivational theories like Maslow's hierarchy of needs are explicitly excluded from most GCSE business specifications. Do not spend time on them. Focus instead on the practical methods businesses use and their impact on performance. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most important thing to remember is to always link your answer back to the business context in the question. If the question gives you a case study about a small family-run bakery, your answer about recruitment should reference that context. Don't write a generic answer about a large corporation. Command words are crucial. If the question says describe, you need to give two developed features with supporting detail. That's typically worth 2 marks. If it says explain, you need to give a reason and then develop it. Use the word because or therefore to show the examiner you're explaining, not just stating. If it says evaluate or to what extent, you must give a balanced argument, advantages and disadvantages, and then reach a clear, justified conclusion. Now for common mistakes. Number one, confusing internal and external recruitment. Remember, internal is from within the business, external is from outside. Number two, failing to link HR decisions to business objectives. If a business is trying to cut costs, that's relevant to whether they choose internal or external recruitment, or on-the-job versus off-the-job training. Always make that connection. Number three, misunderstanding how organizational structure affects communication. A tall structure slows communication down because there are more layers for messages to pass through. Be specific about this. Number four, assuming motivation is only about money. Non-financial motivators are just as important, and examiners want to see you discuss both. Also, don't forget legislation. The Equality Act 2010 means businesses must not discriminate in recruitment on the basis of protected characteristics like age, gender, race, or disability. The national minimum wage sets a legal floor on pay. These legal constraints directly affect HR decisions, and bringing them in can elevate your answer. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question. Pause the audio and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one. What is the difference between a job description and a person's specification? A job description outlines the duties and responsibilities of the role. A person's specification describes the ideal candidate, their skills, qualifications, and experience. Question two. Give one advantage and one disadvantage of internal recruitment. Advantage, cheaper and faster. Disadvantage creates another vacancy elsewhere in the business. Question three. What is delayering? Removing a layer of management from the organizational structure, usually to cut costs or speed up communication. Question four, give one financial and one non-financial method of motivation. Financial, a bonus or pay rise. Non-financial, giving employees more responsibility or offering flexible working. Question 5. What is a zero-hours contract? A contract where the employer is not obliged to offer a minimum number of hours. The employee only works when needed. Brilliant work for sticking with me through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. Organizational structure. Know the difference between tall and flat. Understand span of control, chain of command, delegation, and delayering. Recruitment. Know the full process from job analysis to job offer and be clear on internal versus external recruitment. Contracts, full-time, part-time, job share, and 0 hours. Training, on the job versus off the job, and don't forget induction training. Motivation, financial and non-financial methods, and always link to business performance. In your exam, always use the business context given, use command words correctly, and make sure your evaluation questions reach a clear conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.